Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents I Hate Everyone Except You by Clinton Kelly. Narrated by Clinton Kelly. Kamikaze. In the spring of 1982, I got it into my head that I needed more than anything in the whole world to visit Action Park in New Jersey. The commercials, which played every 7 minutes during reruns of Gilligan's Island and The Brady Bunch, spoke to the deepest desires of my 13-year-old soul. "There's nothing in the world like Action Park," the jingle jangled. Golden-skinned teenagers frolicked in the world's largest wave pool, flashing their symmetrical white teeth. Others shrieked with glee and unconsciously flexed their abs as they whipped through the turns of a waterslide. They seemed to be having the best collective puberty ever, free of pimples, braces, and social awkwardness, all of which plagued me more than I cared to admit. If I could just break into their social circle, I reasoned, my skin would clear up, my teeth would magically align themselves, and I could be the most popular kid at John F. Kennedy Junior High School in Port Jefferson Station, New York. And maybe, just maybe, I would develop even the slightest hint of muscle tone. Currently, when shirtless, I looked less like a boy than a xylophone, but I would occasionally amuse houseguests by grabbing two spoons and playing Frère Jacques on my ribcage. Mike and Terry must have understood the magical powers of Action Park, because when I asked them at dinner one night to take me, they actually said yes. "Awesome," I said. "I need to buy a new bathing suit. I was thinking something white." I had recently seen an ad in which a very tan male model wore white Ocean Pacific short shorts. He bore a striking resemblance to me, insofar as he too was bipedal. So obviously we should have identical wardrobes. "We'll shop for summer clothes when school is out," Terry said. That was the usual routine.